I'd like to welcome Linda Gass to our programme today. You may have heard of her. She is one of our up-and-coming young entrepreneurs. Linda is the CEO of Ensign, a young company specialising in marine waste management. Her partner Tina, who is an engineer, is the brains behind a new clean-up system for the world's seas. Welcome to the programme, Linda.
Thank you.
To begin with, Linda, perhaps you can tell us how this all started.
Sure, I'd be delighted to. I've always been fascinated by the sea and marine life, and school biology lessons reinforced that. So I decided that I wanted to become a marine biologist.
And so you did.
Yes, but I took a year off to volunteer on a Greek island protecting loggerhead turtles.
So was it this experience that made you want to clean up the water?
Yes, that's right. Tourism and fishing pollution create huge problems for marine life.
But you didn't do anything immediately.
No, I didn't have the knowledge that was needed to build a system that could rid the sea of plastic. Luckily, when I was in university, I met Tina, and she had the engineering knowledge that I lacked. We hit it off as soon as we met and became great friends. We encouraged each other to do our practical projects for our courses. We both got first-class honours degrees and then moved in together to do our master's degrees.
And you did yours in business studies and marketing, I believe.
That's right. That's helped a lot, especially when we needed funding to build the system that Tina designed.
And how did you raise the money?
Well, to begin with, we tried academic institutions, but they just weren't interested. So Tina had been reading about crowdfunding and suggested we try it. In the beginning, I said that it wasn't a good idea. I wanted our work to be recognised by professors and other academics. I knew that we could help the world's seas and oceans, but they said that our idea wouldn't work.
And they were wrong.
Yes. We advertised for funds on social media sites and persuaded reputable journalists to write about our work. We set up Ensign and haven't looked back. We have a wonderful business angel, Ms. Carling, who has ploughed funds into our work and found us new backers. So now we're going from strength to strength with several new projects in the pipeline.
And how long have you been in this business?
Only 2 years, in fact. Although it seems more like 10 because of all the experience we've had. I can't believe how lucky we've been. We're making a profit and enough money to pay ourselves good salaries.
Are you the only employees in Ensign?
Well, we were to start with, when we set up, but now we have a PA and an engineering assistant for Tina. We outsource other tasks. We don't employ someone to do our accounts, for example.
And do you find that works?
So far, but of course, I think that soon we will need one on a full-time basis.
How about the marketing? Do you do that alone?
No. Tina and I both have a hand in that, and so does Miss Carling. She's full of innovative ideas.
Well, it was very interesting talking to you, Linda, and I look forward to hearing about your next project.
Thank you.